Brand new from Manic Drive, that is called Champion on your source for the best new music off their new EP, Volume 1. And here to talk about that, we have Sean Cavallo from Manic Drive. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning. How you doing, sir?
We're doing good. And how about you?
Busy. Pretty busy.
Unfortunately, Tommy's my co-host, but he's broadcasting from home, so we don't have everybody hooked up. But yesterday we were talking. We don't get to talk to very many artists in the morning, and we've learned that if an artist is available for the morning show, they must have kids.
I saw the request for an interview, and I was like, 7:45 in the morning? What is that? Musicians don't know that time.
But I have kids, and actually, you had to check on one when I was trying to call.
Yeah, so my newborn, he's 5 months. His name's Cody, and right now he's thrashing around like a little shark in his crib. So he's going to wake up soon. So he's going to make an appearance at this interview. It's just going to happen.
We'll have to listen for it. You got his bottle ready?
We can talk about all this forever. So we're not going to get into the schedule of his lifestyle, but he's sleep training right now alongside with his interview. I'm just not sleeping anymore. That's a part of it.
Yep. All right, all the parents out there saying, yep, we feel you, Sean.
Yeah.
And you've been busy getting love ready for the release of your new EP coming out this Friday called Volume 1.
Always exciting to release new material. Every time we release new stuff, I fall more in love with creating music and what we do. Man, you guys have been like alongside with us for like a decade. It's crazy. I still feel like a kid sometimes. But yeah, we're continuing with more EPs just because, you know, that's what the kids are into nowadays. They want more music quicker, so we're ditching kind of the old school album concept. It's still kind of, I think it's technically an album, because 6 songs, I think that's the minimum.
Yeah,
we're doing shorter albums. We're releasing more music videos alongside with it. So Champion, which you just played, Thank God I'm Alive, has a video, and we're making another 2 videos. So that's what we're kind of focused on.
And that's what you got to kind of do in this day and age, too, is make a video for just about a song.
I know. Man, our fans are so demanding. Give me a break, man. I got a kid. I got to wake up at 7:45 for Yes FM interviews.
It's easier to make good quality video now with all the technology out there, but what's it like to come up with all these videos?
Kind of fun. It's a new kind of learning curve because we've done videos in the past. We're not brand new to it. A lot of the time, since we're rock-oriented, it's kind of just performance-based, you know, us just playing along with our instruments. And we're trying to get kind of a little bit more creative, like we are musically, but, you know, kind of translate that into a visual aspect of what we do. So it's not always about, like, finding. It's not about the equipment. It's not about the technology. It's like it all comes down to creativity and how you express yourself through that. So I'm learning that a little bit alongside with other directors and my brother as well, who's sleeping in, lucky guy. And it's always fun. It's kind of like a new way. I'm used to creating music, but creating music videos as well is a lot of fun.
It's been a few years since you've had some music, because I remember we were playing some of your new songs back on our 25th anniversary, which you guys were a part of. We really appreciate that. It was exciting to have you at our 25th anniversary concert, gosh, 3 years ago now, because our anniversary was this past Saturday. And that was fun. And I remember you guys singing karaoke with the crowd. Appreciate that. That looked like it was a lot of fun. I remember when we first met you guys, it was at a Christian music conference, and went up to your table, and we were already playing your song, so I was excited to meet you. And so, yeah, we've had a history together.
I have vivid memories with what we've done over the years with Yes FM, including that last concert. We had a blast with some of the fans doing the karaoke stuff. You guys are one of the only stations that play some of our heavier stuff, so kudos to you guys. You guys were playing Mic Drop as well. I remember, I think, one of our last interviews, you were asking me about Mic Drop, and I was like, I don't even think I've explained this song ever, so I just got to make something up on the fly. Because not a lot of Christian radio stations play some of our more hard-hitting upbeat stuff, so that really stands out for us. So yeah, over the years, from the beginning and running into you at other festivals, we always appreciated you guys.
But how's it been for you guys? Because I know you guys like to tour. What's this year been like for you?
It's been extremely dynamic. So earlier this year, my mom passed away, which took the wind out of us for a bit. Pandemic hit us. But at this entire time, you know, my wife is pregnant with our now newborn child. And it was just, I never had that kind of eye-opening appreciation where it's like, you're getting hit in your personal life, you're getting hit with your career, and then there's all this excitement attached to it. And it was a really cool time to kind of hit pause and just evaluate and take that time. And I think I've just grown to appreciate life and what I do so much more. And so I would just say I'm pretty grateful throughout this entire roller coaster.
How has your walk with Christ help you through all this?
It's just a consistent that you can kind of always rely on. One of those things where you're going through a loss in your life, it's something that you could read. It can be comforting, but it also can be challenging. For me, it was just eye-opening. I kind of saw it, and I see my purpose in it. And it was just really helpful to meditate through that.
We're talking with Sean Covello of Manic Drive. And how's your dad and brother doing?
They're kicking it, man. Still doing the music videos, and they're obviously very, very involved as a family. And I haven't kicked my brother out of the band yet, so that's good.
I'm sure that's probably been going on since that's probably been going on since the beginning, huh?
Yeah.
Album is called Volume 1, so it sounds like there's going to be another one coming soon.
Pretty much as soon as we release this, we go back in the studio and just keep on writing, which is crazy to me because we're not touring. So, hey, what else are we doing right now? So we're going to just try to crank out as much material as possible until we come back for Yes FM's 50th anniversary.
That'd be great. Then
we'll be back. That'll be our first show.
All right. Well, tell us a little bit more about Volume 1. What will we find on that?
It's very conversational. So it's just talking about my experience through the recent times. We kind of started writing it through all this craziness. So it talks about my mom, talks about my son, talks about my wife. It's just super personal. That's what you get out of it. It still has that Manic Drive fun, upbeat kind of hype to it. But we're just trying to be transparent when we express ourselves. I think that's what you'll get out of it.
And how can people get a hold of Volume 1?
Search for Manic Drive, Facebook, search for Manic Drive, or just listen to Yes FM because they're going to be playing it 24/7 as soon as it's released.
You got it. No, we'll play them more than that because they're both great songs.
Just Dustin thinks it's real because they're from that area.
Got anything else coming up besides new music?
Music videos. Once again, ManicDrive.com. There's going to be take a link for that. Or Instagram or Facebook, all those social media stuff.
John, thank you so much. Hopefully we'll talk to you and see you soon.
We'll talk soon.
Okay.